From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Mexico beat the United States women's national soccer team for the second time ever, getting goals from Lisbeth Ovalle and Myra Pelayo for a 2-0 victory in the CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup in Carson, California. The U.S. entered the game 41-1 against its rival with only previous loss, a 2-1 decision during Women's World Cup qualifying in 2010. It was the first loss for the U.S. under interim coach Twyla Kilgore, who took over after the team's dramatic exit from the Women's World Cup last summer. Detroit Pistons coach Monty Williams criticized officials for what he said was the absolute worst call of the season in the final seconds of last night's loss to New York. He was right. There should have been a foul call. That's what the referees determined after watching the replay of Auser Thompson's collision with the Knicks' Dante DiVincenzo along the sideline. Crew chief James Williams says DiVincenzo should have been whistled for a loose ball foul on the play. After Thompson lost the ball, the Knicks made the winning basket with just under 3 seconds left. In the NBA tonight, the Bucks host Charlotte and the Timberwolves welcome San Antonio. Milwaukee is in third place in the East, 2 games behind Cleveland and 9 back of Boston, while Minnesota is now tied for the lead in the West with Oklahoma City, 2 games ahead of Denver and the LA Clippers. Reigning WNBA MVP Breanna Stewart has re-signed with the New York Liberty. New York now has the entire starting lineup back from last season's team that lost in the WNBA Finals to the Las Vegas Aces. Stewart came to the Liberty last season after spending her entire career with the Seattle Storm and averaged 23 points, 9.3 rebounds, and nearly 4 assists and earned the league's MVP honor for the second time in her career. Now it's Houston's turn atop the Associated Press men's college basketball poll. The Cougars moved to number 1 for the first time this season in yesterday's latest poll. They climbed 1 spot to end reigning national champion Connecticut's 6-week stay at the top. Houston became the 5th team to hold the top spot this season after an overtime win at Baylor. Purdue was number 2, while Connecticut fell to 3rd. Tennessee is 4th. Marquette State moved up to number 5. The poll's new additions include South Florida at number 25 and Gonzaga at number 23. Duke coach John Shire wants the Atlantic Coast Conference to implement measures to prevent court storming after star big man Kyle Filipowski was hobbled following a collision with a fan during a weekend loss at Wake Forest. Shire said yesterday that Filipowski was a little bit sore after the incident Saturday. Filipowski sported a bag of ice on his knee after banging his right leg into the leg of a fan running by him toward midcourt during the rush. Shire followed his postgame call to ban court storming with a plea for the Atlantic Coast Conference to put such a policy in place now. The Badgers take their 18-9 record to Indiana tonight to face the Hoosiers. Wisconsin is tied for 3rd in the Big Ten with Northwestern, a game behind Illinois and 3 back of front-running Purdue. We'll have the broadcast at 5 p.m. on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. The Minnesota Twins acquired outfielder Manuel Margot, minor league shortstop Rain Doncon, and cash from the Los Angeles Dodgers for minor league shortstop Noah Miller. In conjunction with the trade, the Dodgers announced a $4 million one-year contract to keep Kike Hernandez. Spring training showtime starts today with the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani will make his exhibition debut when he serves as the DH for the Dodgers against the White Sox. L.A. has been taking it slowly with the two-way star who signed a record $700 million 10-year contract during the offseason. The two-time MVP is coming off right elbow surgery last September that will keep him from pitching this year. In yesterday's games, the Reds beat the Brewers 8-3 and the Twins lost to the Yankees 9-2. On NHL ice tonight, the Wild host Carolina. A case of old hockey cards possibly containing the game's Great One has fetched more than $3.7 million after it was discovered in a home in Regina, Saskatchewan. Heritage Auctions says the winning bidder bought the case of 16 sealed boxes of OPG's 1979 hockey card collection, amounting to more than 10,000 cards. The auctioneer says the case could include 25 or more highly coveted Wayne Gretzky rookie cards. A man in Regina had kept the case in a packed storage room. The auctioneer says the longtime collector asked to remain anonymous. WIAC men's basketball champion UW-Platteville will be the only men's team to carry the conference banner into the NCAA Division III playoffs. The 11th-ranked Pioneers will take a 23-4 record into the first round at home against Bethany Lutheran of Mankato. The other game on the twin bill Friday night has Loris of nearby Dubuque, Iowa, against Gustavus Adolphus from St. Peter, Minnesota. The Friday winners play Saturday night for a berth in the Sweet 16. Wisconsin Lutheran College of Milwaukee also made the field with a first-round matchup against Washington University in St. Louis. WIAC tournament champion UW Stout is one of three conference schools in the women's tournament. The Blue Devils will travel to Waukesha to face Washington University in the first round. Carroll University, the host, takes on Puget Sound from Washington in the second game. UW Oshkosh will host its first two rounds Friday night against unbeaten Webster University from Missouri. Trine University from Indiana plays Gustavus Adolphus in the second semifinal. And UW Whitewater also got an at-large berth and will host Minnesota Morris in the first round, with Milliken of Illinois taking on Willamette of Oregon in the second game. Friday night's first-round winners play Saturday night for a trip to the Women's Sweet 16. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.